Prices, according to economists, are determined by supply and demand, acting like the twin blades of a pair of scissors. But that is not the whole story. In many times and places, prices have instead been set by the blunter blades of political pressure and government response. One of the oldest surviving texts, the Hammurabi Code, includes elaborate price and wage controls. 2.5 grains of silver per day for a rowing boat, 6 for a labourer. At the other end of history, on January 7th, Argentina's government updated its list of precios cuidados, or managed prices, setting guidelines for over 300 supermarket products, including lettuce, ultra-thin condoms, and mate, a traditional tea-like drink. Via a mobile phone app, consumers can report any products that are missing from the shelves or any prices that are managed less tightly than the government would like. According to new data collected by the World Bank, 89% of developing economies meddle with the price of energy, 76% with the price of foodstuffs, bread in Benin, sugar in Congo, rice in Haiti, and 13% with the price of construction materials. Burkina Faso, for example, controls the prices of cement, sheet metal, and reinforcing bars. Governments generally impose price controls for one of three reasons: to redistribute, stabilize, or deflate. Price caps help the poor afford necessities of life. Price floors prop up the livelihoods of farmers. Buffer stocks try to stabilize volatile commodity prices, especially if it is costly for farmers to switch back and forth between crops that fall in and out of market favor. Controls have also been deployed to fight inflation. Argentina's previous president, Mauricio Macri, had hoped to downplay the precios cuidados introduced by his predecessor, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, but unstoppable inflation prompted him instead to go further, freezing prices in 2019 for over 60 essential goods. The ubiquity of price controls shows that economists have less influence than many people think.